people, he pushed, you see the chachma straining and bulging at every part of and every part of Kli Kibbul. A person who the marshal has a weakness for being wishy-washy, so if he's told what to do, he's told what to do, and he's a much braver. If he's a chacham, he always finds the teretz himself. He always finds the shita, heter, and teretz is net, because he's weak, he doesn't have a big backbone. A person who knows it all can become apathetic. Chachma, because it's a tremendous inyan, also creates a certain strain on the person's kli kibbul shabai. Just like in the inyan of shaviras kalim, it says that the spheres were not strong enough, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu poured the likus into it, they kind of fell apart because of it. The lashon is that the michshol was in Gaivan and Noemloch and so on. It's true about the whole gamut of inyanim. The chachma makes a person. The chachma creates a strain on the person, and if there's a weakness in a kli kibbul, it comes out when you've poured chachma in it. If a person's not a chacham, it's not machmas his kli kibbul shabai. It's tam a grabe yung. But a person chachma puts a strain on kalim, and if it's kalim and it's strong enough, they nichshol one way or another. I know two people who are lolein. I mean, they were both Tamil Chacham. One actually quite a bigger Tamil Chacham than the other one. They were both involved in terrible problems in the world of Arayas and so on. And it was clear that each one was able to overcome mechsholim and barriers that would have been there by a normal person. Machmas de Chachma and so on. So, because they knew how to be mafalpled their way out of a tight spot, and with their conscience, they used their chachma to get out of to ease their conscience, to fence as if they went really, really far. But I'll upon him, the person, the chachma creates a strain on it, and each person needs to be weary of what's my chet. If I have an atiyah towards gaiva, then I know sitting and learning is going to reinforce it. I need to be careful with that. If I know that I have a way of wanting to worm out of difficult situations, Chachma is going to reinforce it, and so on. That's what he has to be nizer. I also want to add one more nekuda, and this has to do with the lashon that Reb Tzadik has when he speaks about the person's particular weakness and so on. The Pashta description, the Pashta presentation of this inyan, that every person has a weak spot and so on, is simply because, HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't create everybody perfect. I mean, what's the point of it? Where's your nisayon? What's your hardship? We have to have yitzhara and so on. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed each person with yitzhara. Some of us was zocher, we got a large complement of yitzhara, and some of us just kind of one yitzhara to be yitzhara with Hashem. That's that. That's a simple way of looking at it. There's a little bit of a deeper knage. I used to have the Rosh Hashanah, I just have it as a reader of Tzadik. So Tzadik, Tzidkas HaTzadik, he says, Kol Adam Yesh Lechemdom Yuchedis, everybody has a specific Yitzahara. When he sees a certain area where his chemd and his taiva are more misgaber, that's the area that he's muchan to mekabel berakas Hashem. Kol echad yeda shebemesh yitzur teik for b'yoyse who kli muchan is in front of b'yoyse is the kiyum ezakim etzlein. So it sounds like this. The opposite, what makes us into people, what makes us into the Adam who we are, is the Koyach HaBchira, the Koyach HaVayda. Those areas that come preset already, those areas, there's no expression of myself. So if I'm a natural learner, sort of tether of learning. So the learning comes about as a, the learning comes about as a, this is where I express myself. So it's Hainu Hach, the place that I have the weakest kalim to start with. That's where I'm going to find my metzias and my yichud shabai. Okay, the next piece he says is makshin. It's mashma that yiras chet coming before the chokhma, that's the chokhma zekayemis. Alam yiras chet and chokhma zekayemis biyachrim etzloi, if they come together, bein echot koidim, one doesn't precede the other, it's just basachas, mashma she chokhma zekayemis klau. The lebesefer koma, kol she'en yiras chet and koidim z chokhma zekayemis, echa mozi miskayemis. Alam shneem biyachrim heim etzloi. So one kashi has is in the order with which they have to come together, one comes before the other.
Going to discuss what exactly the
Nichet Legamri. Vichema Shoma, Kosher Motagrim Yosei, Hainus Shehisho the Chokma Kodesh Yichet. Ava Bishim Ein Chokma Yura, Bimen Yurin Chokma. De Hainu, Mashim Ein Yurin Chokma Gmura, Bimen Chokma Yura Gmura. Ava Shalitinsi Yura Ma. Ava Gavshin Chokma, Vishotinsi Chokma Ma, Ava Gavshin Yura. That was everybody in it. So he explains like this. Certainly, you can have the beginning of Chachma and or the beginning of Yira without the other. When it says Ein Chachma and Yira, Ein Yira and Chachma, so it's an obvious conundrum. It can, you mean where do you start from? It's a paradox. So Bal Korchach, the Mishnah is telling me a certain hagdara of the Shleimus Inyan. You can't have. It's like sometimes you learn a Chachma and you say, well. You can't understand these sayers I'm telling you now without understanding the Hemshech. You can't understand the Hemshech without understanding these sayers. So you ask yourself, so where am I? And the answer usually is, you learn these sayers, you learn the Chachma, you go back to these sayers, go back to Chachma, and the two keep seesawing back and forth until you mashlam the two, and it's sort of a kitigere b'kachas. That's what it means in general. So he says here also, person can start with Yira before Chachma, even though his Yira is not complete without the Chachma. And he could start Chachma without Yira, even though it's not complete either. So we're talking about Yiresa Kadem Chachmos, it means that the person start a little bit with the Yira beforehand. So the Lefika Chachma Kosha Chachmos Kadem Sir Asai. So just like, let's go back to the Mashal again. About the Vilna Goyen. So, I can have a Harocha for the Vilna Goyen without having learned his farb. Everybody does understand that the Harocha that came about from hearing stories and reading books is of not total value. It's not a real Harocha. It's just that I heard a lot of wonderful, wonderful stories. But I can't say I really appreciate who the Vilna Goyen was unless I have some time in his Torah. On the other hand, if I don't start learning Vilna Gaon with appreciation, I can just skim over the Marmar Komos and say, well, basically all the Gaon is doing is just kind of giving you convenient Marmar Komos. It's neat for somebody without a computer to do it, but that's about all it is. And then you don't begin to appreciate it. But you need to have some like that before, spend your time and learn every tag in the Gaon because every Nikud is precious. And then when I learn it, I actually begin to understand what they mean. So that's the type of thing of Yerasa Kedem Chachmas. I have a sense of the godless in you beforehand. But what does it mean in terms of Miskayemus and Miskayemus? So he says like this. He says, Omar Kosha Chachmas Kedemus. So the first thing he's explaining is just simply why it needs to be kredemis. So he says kredemis is telling you something which is a what's the big frame and what's the small and what's the big picture and what's the smaller picture. So the marshal, if I say a Kodesh Baruch Hu's chokhmah zayin seif and he was megalit to us and a person's job is to mischavet to chokhmah zayin seif yisbarach and the Torah is of his chokhmah. The chokhmah za kabbalah is a very pneumistic inyan of that. So that's where I take it and that's what it is to me. That whole chokhmah of Torah or of especially let's say chokhmah pnim is all a one jewel in the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I stell it towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masha'in kein, if I'm learning the chokhmah and then I say, oh, it was quite inspiring reading. I got a lot of inspiration from different things I learned in it. My attitude is, this is chokhmah, and one over here. The famous Chazal, famous also, by a munas the tech of the shores, Kachmos with us. The Shoshma Hisan and the Din Aimulay Nasasa had been munak, but in the Terra second previous to the Yeshua, to part of Chachma Babylon Pechdova, but Philohachi, a year of Shemayim in, a Terra in, a year of Shemayim in, a Terra in, Viloy Lai. Mashadam Shomashtuk Alechitim Lagag Veloy, Amalim Arafim Kap Chumtin Amalon Lai, on the Mutam Shali Halisa Akka.
Nothing.
vacuum to allow for Chachma to come in. That's why Chachma can have a kiyum only by a person who is where the yira comes before, where the yira created that vacuum. Now it has where to go into. Any questions?
When we say Chachma se miskayemes, ve'im miskayemes, do we mean ultimately that the Chachma will be for you in good stead and it will help you?
It will be part of the person. If Chachma se miskayemes means the person will be a Chacham, he will always be acting based on his das and his Chachma, not on his guf and his taivus.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, next Wednesday doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
So, Mitzvah Hashem, Linette, and next week we'll do it on Tuesday, Mitzvah Hashem.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good.
Okay.